K2YZX, 40 K2IR, T-NET, anyone around, any check-ins, go ahead please. ZX, and 2KIR. Hey man, how you doing? WB2YZX? Well, one is good enough. Only takes two, we'll see if anyone else shows up. How you doing?
Auxiliary 3 off line.
WB2YZX, over to you.
Yes, let me take you to come back for me.
Hey, good evening, Charlie, and the unknown station out there. Not much going on here, Charlie. Just, you know, doing some, taking care of some email stuff and also trying to, reprogramming my scanner here, so nothing much. Been out to the field this whole weekend, looks like it's going to be the same for tomorrow. And how are you doing over in your end, and over in the island? Back to you, WB2YZX and 2KIS.
WB2YZX, WB2YZX, okay, very good, and thanks for those QSL suggestions, they look pretty good. I have, in fact, I'm going to, let me email you a couple of pictures I have that I thought look pretty good. Maybe you can just kind of drop the logo or something on there if you like it. I haven't had a chance to come up with anything yet, but what the heck, maybe we can collectively come up with something. So I guess by this time we saw all the field day results and all that good stuff, and yeah, the important thing is everybody had a good time, and we'll see what happens next year. So what have you been doing out in the field these days? Back to you, Dennis.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, definitely send in the pictures, and I'll work on it and try to make it look better. You know, I don't have the mind here to make it look pretty, but I'll try to make it look you know, into something usable. But the beauty is the eye of the beholder, so that's what I say. And you know, in any case, you can, you know, just send it to me whenever you get a chance. And I'm kind of hoping to, you know, get the final design during the next face-to-face meeting. So, you know, we can get a consensus on it and send it off to the printing shop. And during the field, I've been doing mostly some punchless work on the Russian signal contract that I'm working on. So as of now, it's, you know, mostly some of the miscellaneous stuff that the contractor is trying to you know, put together during the last couple of weeks. And not much, just running up and down the line the whole day. And probably going to be the same tomorrow. But it should be the last, you know, shouldn't be much much left to do. Just maybe to the town square or the Crystal Plaza, and that will be it. So, and I know that the law of gas, Bill and his group is working, you know, the power guys are working on the pipe work, and I think you guys are working on the comm lines as well, so everyone's getting involved in this case.
Yeah, very good, Dennis. Yeah, I know what you mean, and half the hassle is just trying to get everybody together and, you know, the logistics of it all, so, tell you the truth, I miss going out in the field. I hardly ever go out anymore. When I do, I seem to be exhausted because I just spend most of my time sitting in front of a computer, and when I do have to go out, you know, it's like climbing a mountain almost, even though I try to get exercise during the day. So, what was I going to say here? Yeah, I'll send you what I have. I might even try a couple of designs myself. I have a brother that's a graphic designer, but, in fact, he designed my QSO card, but he's always so busy, I don't want to bug him with anything. I mean, he likes to do stuff like that for free, but he generally works 12-hour days, so I don't like to bother him. Well, we want you to check in for the K2IT group, the WB2YZX. K2YRT.net, open to anybody, anywhere, and if you'd like to come in and say hello, by all means do so. Over to you, Dennis.
Thanks, NCK, I am returning. Yeah, I have two friends of mine who is also quite a guarded, and I know that they work a lot of hours during the days, and one of them is working as an independent designer. He's doing a lot of websites for restaurants and stuff. And the other one is doing website design, and I think he's working out the Midtown and, you know, Midtown Manhattan. And he got a pretty good job, but the downside is that you'll be spending pretty much 12 hours a day in front of a computer. And just doing all sorts of coding and Photoshop stuff, you know. So, it's his hobby, and it's something that he likes. So I guess it kind of works out that way. But you know, for me, I don't mind sitting a couple hours in front of a computer, but I think 12 hours is still a bit too much. So, you know, like I said, you know, if you guys have any suggestions for the or comments on the design, you can always bring that up, and I'll, you know, it's not that a big deal to change it. You know, it's actually pretty simple, but the learned process of using Photoshop and doing magic with it, it's kind of a challenge. But once you get over it, it becomes pretty easy. I guess that's kind of the good side of it. Let's see what else here. Not much going on actually. I just put a couple of tie wraps on my Icon 7000 to the Wake Blaster. It turns out the Wake Blaster doesn't hold up very good on top of the radio, so I decided to put a couple tie wraps to kind of secure that. And, you know, that's pretty much it. Nothing much has been changed on my tracks for the last, for the last month or so. Back to you, Charlie.
Yeah, I was kind of admiring that rig during field day. I have the old IC-706 here, and I think those rigs have some kind of a feature where you can use that TFT display as a TV set or something, or I think they took that out, but you can kind of modify it to use it as a TV screen. I remember reading something about that, but I don't think I'll trade in the 706 for the 7000, but you never know. I always like a new toy. And, yeah, I don't have that Photoshop. I play with this, you know, cheap old photo deluxe sometimes, but I have a brother that buys the Photoshop. My brother uses all Macintosh stuff and that kind of software. The funny thing of it is, my brother's not a technical person. He's got a degree in fine arts. You know? He spent his time in college going to museums and painting pictures and all that stuff. And now he's married to his Macintosh. And like you say, he works long hours, living in the overtime. And, you know, if you lose a contract or something, you end up, you know, being out in the street for periods of time, and that's happened to him, but he's been at his job a pretty long time now, so I think he's pretty secure. And other than that, I can't think of anything else. Let's see if anyone had a check-in through K2YRTNet. This is WB2YZX. If anyone anywhere would like to check in, please do so now. How was your journey? And good to hear you, Val. By the way, I had a paycheck for you today. I sent it over to J Street. Over to you, Val.
Roger, thank you. Thank you. I'm enjoying retirement, and I made a little trip to California there, and got on the lake with my cousin. He has a boat there, and we were bringing in those wide mouth bass. We brought in about, it was three of us, and we had a limit of five apiece. So we brought in, we kept five each. We brought in a few more nice size 6-7 pounders, and that was really nice. I had a real nice time there in California and Palm Springs in the desert, 115 degrees. But it was dry heat, so it wasn't that bad. I didn't even sweat. As long as you stayed out of the sun, I was in pretty good shape. Swam in the swimming pool and walked around, of course, shopping with my wife, hit a couple of the casinos, and met up with a couple of cousins and had a good time. And so I'm back now and, you know, starting back on the honey-do list, and other than that, just keeping myself pretty busy. I have to go back over there tomorrow to pick up my check. Thank you, Charlie, for sending it over and let me know where it is, and stop at Nice's and see what's happening over there. And my daughter was on a trial down in Delaware. They ended up settling on a deal, so she's on her way back home, I guess tomorrow. She said she was going to hang out in Philly tonight and make it back in tomorrow, so she's happy it didn't last any longer than that, and she get a chance to get a little rest before coming back to the city and get ready for the next trial. So, other than that, I'm just have to get a little feedback from you guys. This is KB2VQ in the K2IRT net.
Oh, very good. And okay, any excursion there. I lived out in L.A. for a while, about a year and a half, but never did any fishing and never even went in the ocean. It was nice. I got sick of the warm weather all the time, believe it or not. As much as we complain about the ice and the snow and the cold, you know, if they're well, I got to miss it quite a bit. So, glad to hear your daughter's doing very well and keeping busy, and I'll bet you that you're very proud. So, enjoy your retirement. I'm sure you keep it busy. I saw Abe was on the net last week, TQR, and as you know, he's been retired for a little while now too, and he's having fun, so I got a ways to go, and so do you, Dennis. So let me get over to Dennis. M2KIN and the group WB2YZX.
M2KIN, we're trying. And how you doing, Dennis? Good to hear you on. Definitely, it's been too long before I went to the California, and I definitely do want to go back there. I don't know, probably this, later this year or next year. Since I still got some air mileage that I had before they decided to take it away from me. But, you know, definitely the, I think the weather there is pretty nice, especially if you go to the coast, the, like San Francisco or the, you know, the shore. The cities along the Pacific Ocean, as far as the weather there, it's always nice, 70 degrees and sunny every day. And, well, I'm looking forward to it, and I don't have to fucking hear in this, you know, this mucky kind of weather that just seems to never go away, you know. Back to you, Charlie. This is on 2KIN.
And, I'm not sure where Lobie is at this point. I don't know if he's back yet. I don't think so. I think he was, off to the wilds of, Pennsylvania or whatever. I forget exactly where, but, I'm sure he's having a good time. And, let me see. Maybe I can start writing things down. I just completely forget stuff these days. But, Val, I guess you saw the field day results, and as I was saying to Dennis, I think everybody had a pretty good time. They had a pretty good showing, and I sent all the information into the ARRL, and then come December, we see it in there, and we all go hooray, hooray, and that's the end of it. But at some point, we still got to go over there and take that tower down. I think that thing defies gravity, and last I heard, it was still up. Albany, Rapid, KB2VEQ, WB2YZX.
Roger, this is KB2VEQ. Yeah, good to hear that, you know, we did well in the field day. I know there were some other guys that wanted to make it but couldn't, unfortunately, but that's okay. We had a good time for them, and we'll be talking about that for a little while anyway. I don't have much to say right now because I'm really not up on what you guys have been doing. I guess this was probably discussed in the last meeting, which I was unable to attend, and you know, maybe you could give me an update on what's happening, and if there's anything other than field day. I think you guys spoke about barefoot in the park and some other things that you were planning on doing. If you could just bring me up to date, I appreciate it, and whatever is happening, I guess we got a couple of weeks yet before the next meeting, so we'll see how that goes, and just let me know what's happening so far. I haven't seen my email lately to see the results on if Wally had sent out a letter or anything, but I'll check that tonight, and if you can give me the update on whatever else is happening, I appreciate it. This is KB2VEQ and the K2RT net. Back over to you, Charlie.
Send out a blanket email to everybody with all the field day results and that sort of thing. And I don't remember if Dennis was at the last meeting or not. I don't think he was, Dennis, but at any rate, though, we had a guy show up named Jeff, who works at 2 Broadway. He's an engineer, a computer specialist or something, I forget. He built this little software-defined radio with 1 watt and a tiny laptop computer, and this thing was amazing, an amazing
$40 transceiver, software defined. And, you know, I fell in love with it immediately. Did a little demo on it, but the next day I went online to try to buy one, and they said they manufactured 800, and that's it. You can't get it anymore. But I think we took a few pictures of it, but it really was an amazing piece of work. One watt output, but you could do just amazing what you could do with the silly thing, though. But, we discussed this event we're going to do at Moraine Park, and that was about the extent of the meeting. We kind of went over what we did at field day and that sort of thing. So, Dennis, I don't think you went to the last meeting, were you? Our memory just fails me for whatever reason. N2KINWB2YZX.
N2KIN, returning to the K2IO chat. Yes, actually, I was at the last meeting. And I was at Jeff's call sign. I don't remember his call sign, but he gave a presentation on the software-defined radio, and you know, it's a very small kit. You know, it's about the size of like a cell phone, or a little bigger than that. But it's pretty much a full build transceiver that everything's built in. So the only thing that doesn't difference between a software-defined radio and a regular radio is that it's just the software-defined radio is just taking the signal and digitizing it, and what comes out of that radio is a series of bit streams that you can send to your computer and do all kinds of processing with it. So, you know, I guess you can look at it as the front end of radio is the physical, you know, capacitors and testers and stuff, and the back end of the radio is the software code that you write inside a computer. Now, even though they say you have to write your own software code, they have a lot of, codes out there that you can just download and run off from it. And I remember Jeff gave a presentation on a software that there are a couple of free softwares out there that you can interface with the radio, and you can see all these signals and waterfall displays and from it. So it's a pretty neat one. Definitely worth the price, $40, and you can get a 40-meter CW transceiver. And, the only thing is you have to set the frequency using dip switches. So the radio is kind of limited to a pretty narrow range of frequencies, but if you're using it as just a CW transceiver, then you probably don't need that much bandwidth anyway. So it's a pretty good alternative, and I think it's also a pretty good kind of like a Sunday project kit. And that's pretty much it. Oh, by the way, Charlie, I was meant to ask you, did you send out the field day logs already, or not yet? Because I was just kind of curious to see how it goes during those 2 days. Thank you, Charlie. KQRT Net with N2KIN.
WB2YZX. Yeah, what I did, I take all the logs, and then I have a master database for all the contacts, and I enter it in there, and I do my thing with all the numbers, and it's all sent in. I mean, the final score, I think, was 2896, I think, which was down slightly from last year, simply because there are actually more contacts than last year, but you get 2 points for CW and one for phone. We didn't have as much CW activity this year, and they disallowed a lot of the bonus points that we used to use. You get 100 points for demonstrating slow scan TV, APRS, or something like that. So I used to do that every year. They used to get extra points, but So, like I said, we have more contacts than last year, but our point score is a little lower. I don't know if I think Wally sent it around to everybody. If not, I can send it to you. And actually, I have a log which I made for Microsoft Access has every single contact we've ever made over the different field days in a VHF contest. So we have about 6,000 contacts in there. So we're getting around the world. Let's put it that way. So let me drop it real quick. Anyone else wish to check here? This is WB2YZX with the KTYRT net.
ATQ Mobile in Brooklyn. Good evening.
WB2YZX, this is KC2LMH, Jim in Astoria. Good evening.
Hey, we got KA2KVQ and KC2LMH. And good evening to both of you. And just to follow up quickly on what you were saying, Dennis, about the software-defined radio. I mean, I think it's a fascinating technology, but given the age of a lot of the hams nowadays, I think it can be kind of a hard sell, if you know what I mean. But we'll see what happens. Hopefully I'll still be around in 10 years. But I really find it fascinating, guys. I try to do as much reading as I can on that.
So let me give it over to Rich, KA2KDQ. How you doing? This is WB2YZX.
Okay, good evening to you, Charlie, and everybody else who's checked into the net. Right now I'm on 18th Avenue in the 60s. On my way over to the Gulf Parkway, on my way to Kennedy Airport to pick up my nephew who are coming in from Israel this evening, 4X land, and their plane's supposed to be coming in, I believe, around 9 o'clock in the evening. So I'm in the Mobile, and while I'm driving, I will come back with any comments that I feel are appropriate. So, Charlie, back over to you. This is KA2KDQ.
On time, I noticed weather we've been having has caused a lot of chaos at the airport, that's for sure. In fact, it's been so long since I've been on a plane, and I used to love to fly, but I think it's really become a hassle these days. But anyway, let me see, we have Jim up there in Astoria, KC2LMH, over to you.
Okay, fine business, thank you. Just checking in, I just was on the Aries, the Queen's Aries net, which was actually two of us. So we did a very quick net, and that was it. And just heard you guys, wanted to check in. I know I've checked in once before sometime in the past, wanted to say hello. And I do hate flying. I love trains, take Amtrak every chance I get, even if I go as far as Richmond, Virginia, a couple of times a year, I'd rather take the train. So with that, back to WB2YZX and the group. This is KC2LMH.
Hey, Jim, very good. Yeah, I know what you mean. I used to love to fly, but I understand so much a hassle nowadays with the security and everything. And I used to fly to Boston. I love Boston, so every now and then, about it, I had a long weekend, I'd just head to LaGuardia and take a 45-minute flight. But nowadays I'm thinking it'd probably take 4 hours before I even get on the plane, so I just don't bother anymore. And flying is not what it used to be, so I agree. I kind of like trains these days. So thanks for checking in, Jim. And let's see. Let me go over to Dennis, N2KIN, WB2YZX.
N2KIN, WB2YZX. Yeah, good evening. We got a few new stations to check there. Before I forget, just send me the alarm because I checked the email that Wally sent and I didn't see any attachments on it. So, I was checking it from my home, from the web access, so I don't know if I can see the attachment or not. But in any case, you can just send me the field day log and I'll take a look at it. Maybe I'll have some time, I'll make some graphs or make it look pretty or something. Or put it on the website too. that's another idea. In any case, I guess I'm going to jump out here and take care of some other things. So, 73 guys, and have a good night. We'll catch you another week. And I'll talk to you about good guys. 73QYZX, KK2IRTNet, this is M2KIS, 73.
That was really good. Yeah, actually, I did make up graphs in Excel. I had all the numbers for the last 4 years, all of the different field days, and it's graphs by mode and by band and that sort of thing. And I'll send it to you again if you want. I can even send you all the entire logbook if you want to look at it and kind of peruse it, but we important that we all had a good time, and like I said, we made 1,100 contacts, which is too shabby. So good night to you, Dennis, and I'll be in touch with you. You can always give me a call at work anytime if you get really bored. So over to Val, KB2VEQ, WB2YZX. KD2KDQ in the mobile, WB2YZX.
Okay, Charlie, this is KA2KDQ right now at 86 and Bath heading over to Copley Avenue. I just want to say, I got Wally's email and I had no problem opening up the attachment, so I don't understand what happened. And by the way, I will make a mention that the people that I have in my computer logbook at work, I send people who I know who are hands. I send out the information of that of how we did on Field Day Plus about the Barefoot in the Park special event station coming up on August 17th. Oh, and by the way, I did see it in QST under special event station, so I just figured I'd have to add that in. Okay, this is KA2KBQ. We'll turn it back to Charlie, W2YZX.
And to
Okibi.
And Rich, real quick, how did your club during make out during field day?
Okay, don't ask me for exact numbers as far as contacts or points. I think we did just about the same as we did last year, or maybe a little bit more. I'm not sure if it was 15 or 1,700 points. I'd be honest with you, I would have to find out a little bit more, but I know we did just about the same or a little bit more, more contacts than last year. That's what I can say for sure, Charlie.
There. As I say, the important thing is we got a good time. Would have been nice if it's been about 10 degrees cooler, that's for sure. So, Frank, N2OKB, how you doing? Over to you.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. Good evening to everybody on the air tonight. This is November 2, Oscar Kilo Bravo, and located in Monty, New York. This is approximately 55 miles north of New York City. And the guys are working barefoot on a handheld, just on a handheld with a double ducky. Just to let you know that how the system is working. This is in Rockland County, about 55 miles north of New York City. Good evening, Bob. Good evening, Wally. Good evening, Charlie. And
as it is, yeah, you're doing pretty good for a handheld, no question about it. There's a bunch of repeaters linked on the system, so a little scratchy, but not bad for a handheld at all. So what that time did you say you were in there, Frank?
Guys, in Rockland County, everybody's happy about it.
I think maybe you can find the right spot. I know how those handhelds are. You know, you move 1 foot this way or that way, and the whole nother world. But at any rate, thanks for stopping in, and always good to hear you on here. Well, let me see who's left here. Dennis is gone. Val, I'm not sure of, so let me try Val again. KB2VEQ, WB2YZX. A2RJM. I'm going to check it. I didn't get the whole call something. RJM, go ahead.
Roger. I was at one of the net. Has anybody heard N0TAZR?
I guess not. Unfamiliar with that caller. What is your call sign?
My call is Kilo America 2, Radio Japan, Mexico, KA2RJM. Roger.
Nice at X, thanks for stopping in. What's your name and whereabouts are you located?
His name is Roger. Romeo Oscar Golf Echo Romeo, located in Irvington, New Jersey. Roger.
This is the New York City Transit Thursday night get-together, K2IRT. I'm WB2YZX. My name is Charlie. I'm on Staten Island, and we have KA2KDQ in the car somewhere, and Jim and Astoria, KC2LMH, and N2OKB up in Rockland County. So thanks for stopping by. You have anything else for us tonight, Roger? Go ahead.
Negative, I have no traffic. I was just hoping that I would hear N0TAZ out there. I've been giving them a landline, and I got no response. But I thank you for letting me step in and use the facilities. KA2RJM, listening.
KC2SYH, listening, Queens.
KC2SYH, recognized. And Roger, thanks for stopping by. Like I said, we do this every Thursday night, so feel free to drop in and say hello. So let's give it over to Phil there, KC2SYH in Glendale. How you doing?
Hey, doing good over here, KC2FYH. Good evening to the net. I just said on my radio, I actually forgot about today, that it's Thursday, and the K2RT is on, so I'm just going to listen to them and pass it back over to that control. KC2FYH.
I was saying to some of the other guys, you know, we did the field day thing a few weeks ago, and it was a lot of fun, a lot of backbreaking work, but that's what we call fun. I don't know why, but it was fun. It was a bit too hot, let me tell you the truth, but maybe we should have field day in April or May or something like that. But, all right, let me see. Dennis is gone. What time? KB2VEQ, WB2YZX.
W2FBR Mobile checking in. Hey, Charlie.
KB2LXB checking in.
Hey, KB2FY, I should have a quick question.
Go ahead, Bill.
Mobile checking in, you copy? Directing it at.
I thought someone had a question there, but apparently I was wrong, so let me give it over to you to see W2FBR, WB2YZX.
Okay, Charlie. WB2YZX. K2RIT Group, this is W2FBR Mobile. I just finished up having some dinner and on my way home. Nothing overly spectacular going on. Did a museum train trip to Coney Island a couple of Sundays ago. It was hotter than Hades, but it was a good time. Met up with few friends while I was taking a break while my partner was operating in the opposite direction. So, other than that, nothing really that important going on. Just thought I'd check in this evening and say hello. Just wondering where Lobi is. Wondering what's going on with Lobi. W2YZX, and good evening to the rest of the group. This is W2FBR Mobile.
And to W2FBR, WB2YZX. Lobi's on vacation. I believe he's in Pennsylvania somewhere, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure if he's back yet or what, but all right, I'm not sure when he's coming back. But that's about it for me. I think we had another check-in there. If anyone else like to check in to the K2YRT group, go ahead, that please. I'm Charlie on Staten Island, and over to you.
This is Casey Sue, by the next great guy. It's very nice to meet you, make your acquaintance, Charlie. The name is Rodney, and we are located in Dallas Springs. And and you have a good signal coming this way. Just wanted to say hello to everyone, and we won't hold it. Just to say that you know, we had a great day, and I hope your day went well as well. Back to you.
And thanks for stopping in. And okay, I'm being advised. Shoot, my brother lives out there. He lives on Sylvan Place, which is about 6 blocks south of the Long Island Railroad Station there. So anywhere near you?
Flood insurance before it actually goes into effect, because I think they have to approve it, then you can get a discount. So you may want to let him know that. This is KC2LXD. Back to you, Charlie.
Well, to stay long, I'll probably be out there in a few weeks stop by and invade him. And I just punched you up by log, but I see we worked before. I don't know if it was on the net or what, July 12th of 07. So I'm guessing we're starting this set, but at any rate, nice to speak to you again. And let me see who's left in here. I think I'm ignoring Jim up at Astoria there. KC2LMH, still in there, WB2YZX.
I'm still here, Charlie, just listening and playing with the computer while I'm listening. Don't have a whole lot to say tonight, but just glad to join the group. Right now I'm playing with my scanner. I got a unit in DC-396, got it plugged into the computer and typing in talk group IDs and stuff for the New York system. So it's always fun. With that, send it back to WB2YZX, Charlie and the group. This is KC2LMH.
Okay, Jim, very good. And thanks for stopping by. And have fun with your toys over there. I know at any one time I always have at least two computers running here and something going on in the background. Let's see, Frank, you still there, N2OKB, over to you. N2SYH, Phil, you still around? No, I'm KC2X. Yeah, okay. I think that's who I'm talking to already. Actually, Val was in here before, and I think he dropped out. I'll see if he's back. I know he was out in, he's officially retired now, was out in California for a while, so he was in, and now he's gone, but let's try it. KB2VEQ, he's still there. He's got plenty of time on his hands, so he will be hearing a lot of him. Steve, over to you. Okay, W2FBR, WB2YZX.
Charlie, W2YZX from W2FBR Mobile. Yeah, I was expecting Moby to come out on the trip on the 13th, you know, July 13th, but I guess the 13th or the 15th? 13th, that's what it was. But he never showed. Maybe he got bogged down, but I forgot he was on vacation, so. Charlie, I was just curious before you closed the net, did you ever get your, lightning strike issue straightened out? I know you had a couple of spikes. I guess about 2-3 weeks ago, and some of your stuff got damaged. So I was just wondering how you made out with all that, Charlie. Go ahead.
And this was last night. You know, more and more I'm getting paranoid about it because a couple of years ago I took just a close hit outside, and it apparently got into the phone line, took out my radio and through the sound card interface and the laptop and answering machine. So this time around it's the same thing pretty much. I had no phone service for about 3 days, and I had to buy another answering machine, and I had to get a new TV set, and it's no coincidence. I mean, everything was working fine before the storm, and fortunately none of my rigs were hooked up because they were still dismantled from field days. But I'm bought myself a nice new flat screen TV anyway, so the old CRT is just sitting on the side there. I haven't had a chance to open it up and play with it, whatever. It's 10 years old, and it's a relic at this point anyway, so there's still a lot of summer left and a lot of storms to come, so I don't know. I'm supposed to be a lightning rod or something. I don't understand it. I mean, it's not like it's the highest thing around, but that's the story with that, Steve. So wait, what do you have to take the state?
Yeah, I remember the most recent one where it took out the TV, and I was just curious if, speaking of curiosity, I was wondering if you opened it up to see what might have been taken out by that spike, but you answered my question already, so, well, hopefully the dark cloud of bad luck with electronics will pass and move on. Well, anyway, I guess it's getting pretty close to a 0 hour here as far as the net closing, so I'm going to make this my final transmission, and I thought I heard someone else keying up in there too. So, Charlie, I'll see you here next week. And everyone have a good night on the net. And we actually got it was wonderful to get a break from all these hot, miserable temperatures, that's for sure. It was pretty good out today. So good night all, 7-3, and God bless. WB2YZX with the K2IRT group from W2FBR. Over to you, Charlie. Have a good one.
WB2YZX. Okay, I'm not sure who's still left here, but I have to get out of here myself. I have something to do, and I have a phone call I have to return. So if anybody has any announcements or anything they want to throw into the pot, please do so now, and then I'm going to call it an evening, and we thank the owners of the repeater for letting us use it, and if anybody's got something, please speak now for the hold your peace.
KA2, KTQ, stuff. Still here, Charlie.
Hey, Rich, anything for the net?
Hey, well, I know this is not really amateur radio related. related, but I'll just mention this in passing. If anybody is going to be interested, last week I saw at Astor Levy Park in Brooklyn, in Coney Island, Brian Wilson, who was gave a very good performance. And if I wasn't picking up my brother this evening, I would have seen Smokey Robinson down there. But if anybody's interested and likes to go, you know, Jefferson Starship, they used to go Jefferson Airplane. We'll be appearing next. Hey, Charlie, batteries go. K82.
Anyway, it seems like all these groups that we grew up with, these guys are probably in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, but still going strong. But thanks for the information, just the same. Over to you, Rich. I think your batteries are going up.
Batteries are going, so this is KA2.
Anyone else have anything for the net? If not, we're going to button it up for tonight. Good evening, Debbie, Bart, Phil, Steve, Frank, Jim, Val, Dennis, and of course, Rich. So, 7-3's all around, WB2YZX, and we are returning the repeater to normal operation. Good night, all.